Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I projecting out there right now? What shall I stop projecting out there so that my clients can achieve their goals and I, as the therapist, can achieve my goals of a great business and clients who've succeeded in their goals and have achieved what they wanted to achieve.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So last time I was talking about what was holding you back, you know, your comfort zone and staying within your comfort zone. Whereas this time I would really like to talk to you about quieting that inner critic and understanding that inner critic. Okay. We all have one. We all have an inner critic, and we have to cultivate that self-compassion, that love for ourselves and that care for ourselves and that understanding of what is holding us back. And it is our inner critic. Now, our inner critic comes from all of the things that have happened through our life. Okay. There are certain pivotal moments age-wise that things happen. And you can see that in other people. So when an adult is having a total meltdown tantrum, like an 8-year-old, then chances are something happened when they were 8. And that means emotionally, they're still struggling from that point. Whatever it was, wasn't dealt with. Whatever it was, person can't acknowledge it, doesn't realize. And you're looking at them thinking, what is going on here? And as therapists, we will see this in our rooms when people come to see us. We will see them behave sometimes at a certain age range. And you're like, okay, I need to ask those questions. And that's great. We can do that with our clients. We ask our clients these questions. We say, well, what happened then? You know, where is that never been well since? That never been well since line is really important. Okay. Never been well since really tracks it back for us so that we can look and go, okay, never been well since you had Epstein-Barr. Never been well since you had this falling out with the family and things just turned into a nightmare and all of the things happened, whatever it was. That's the great part about being a therapist. The great part about having someone in your rooms with you is you're the outsider looking in. You're listening to their whole story. You're learning their whole story and you're able to question that story. And from that story, we are then able to develop the therapy for our client. But for ourselves, yes, we should be going to see somebody else. Yes, we should be seeking support with other people, but that's not always possible. For example, I used to go for a massage a 40-minute drive away. And then, of course, the massage was an hour and then it was 40 minutes back. So, I mean, that's 2.5 hours out of my day. So it just wasn't possible to keep seeing that massage therapist once I got really busy. Okay, I didn't have that time. So when we think about ourselves, it might not be possible at that moment that you need it to seek advice, because sometimes it's a moment. It's just a small moment of time that our inner critic stops us doing something and we have to see it and acknowledge it. So our inner critic, if you've got something you need to do and you're procrastinating about it, that's a little bit different. That's not your inner critic. That is you being overwhelmed. That is you struggling with the whole concept. That is you not knowing where to start. A child's room is really, really messy and you say, go and tidy your room, and they don't tidy it. It's because they don't know where to start. You have to go in and help them, right? And so it's the same when create a website. It's huge. You're asking a massive, massive thing. Whereas if you break that down, front page, this week, starting with title, name, and why I do it, you can do that because you've broken it down into the smaller parts. So procrastination is generally overwhelm. It's not that you're procrastinating at all. It's that there is a block of knowledge missing, or there's a system missing. There's something that's overwhelming you or stopping you doing it. But maybe you've got that website and you still haven't published it. You still haven't put it out to the world yet, right? And you're thinking, what, you know, it's not quite right. It's not quite done. And you're putting it off and putting it off. Now that, chances are, is your inner critic saying it's not good enough. And when we stop and ask that inner critic, or look at that inner critic, okay, I'm not publishing this to the world because I don't think it's good enough. And I'm telling everybody it's not good enough yet. But in actual fact, it is good. People I've shown it to all said it's really good. So what is stopping me? That's my inner critic saying, I'm not good enough to tell people what I do. I'm not good enough to share what I have. So that's when we need that self-compassion. We need to look at it and go, well, I've shown this to a number of people. I've shared it on a Facebook page, perhaps, and everybody said how good it is and how lovely it is. Been a few comments. You know, there was a spelling mistake, a comma in the wrong place or something, but those things are all righted now. So what's stopping me from sharing it? That is my inner critic telling me I'm not good enough. So we need to recognize when our inner critic is holding us back, which is different from procrastination, which is often overwhelm, because our inner critic might be letting us do half of the job, but not the whole job. It might be allowing us to finish the website, but not publish it. It might be allowing us to talk to somebody about going online or being online, or maybe we've got all the gear to go online, but we haven't actually been online yet. Maybe we're sitting there going, well, I haven't got all my systems set up. I can't see clients yet. Whereas in actual fact, to see a client, you need something to write with, some paper, and a way to connect with them. Maybe a chair and a chair for them. You don't actually need very much, considering I saw people in my rooms, in adverted privateer commas, because that was my front room. I threw a sheet over the TV, I moved my chair, and off I went. But for the first 2 years, I didn't think I was good enough to see any take money. So that was my inner critic. And I blamed it on my nursing. I said, oh, you know, as a nurse, I don't take any money. People just pay, you know, and I do the job. So that's my nursing not letting me take money. Well, my nursing still paid me. I still had a salary. They still put money in my bank accounts. They still got paid for what I did. I just didn't ask for the money, which can be a really difficult thing to do if we haven't got a background in business and taking money for ourselves. I mean, I'd taken money lots. I worked in pubs. I ran my parents' business. I took money for rooms and that. But those were very obvious physical things. Whereas for myself, sitting down, maybe I think I'm not good enough to see clients yet. Maybe I think I'm not good enough to take money for seeing clients yet, and I should still be seeing them for free. Maybe there are issues around, you know, my confidence, because it's new and scary getting out there and talking to people and setting up those consults and setting up the return consults. You know, maybe they won't want to see me again. Maybe they can't afford it. These are all of our own inner thoughts, right? So my massage therapist costs more than my return appointment. Why is that? Well, there are actually a couple of reasons. One, it's not very much, it's only by $5, but that's my hypnosis is way more than her, but my naturopathic consults are slightly cheaper than her because I make money on supplements with my clients. So I'm still taking money. So I'm still earning that same hourly rate that I'm happy to earn. But we've got to think about, what is it that's holding me back? Where is my confidence? What am I struggling with? And what am I telling myself about what's going on? What am I saying to myself? Oh, they can't afford to see me, aren't they? They've set that money aside. If I want to buy a new desk, then I'll have a look at my finances and I'll set that money aside. I'll know what my upper price is and I will go along and look at all the shops that sell desks, right? If I want a new camera, which I don't, I've got a posh one, which I don't actually like, that you're looking at me if you're on YouTube, you're watching me through. But I will go, okay, how much money have I got in my account? Have I got the money to spend that, to do that? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. So it's the same with going to see a therapist. I'm going to look at my bank account. I'm going to go, yes, I can afford to do that, because whatever it is stopping me from doing something else. So if the therapist then sits around going, oh, they can't afford it, and so they don't offer a hair analysis or whatever it might be to me because they think, oh, she can't afford it, then that person might be struggling. You don't know. You don't know what they have, and our own inner critic, our own inner judgment holds us back from achieving what we want to achieve. So when we think these thoughts that will hold us back or our client back, we need to question them, especially that they can't afford it one. They've made an effort to come and see you. They've booked in to see you. All of my clients pay before they see me. So they've already spread the cost out anyway before they have to pay for any analysis or any supplements or whatever, because they've paid for the appointment and they're seeing me like a week, 2 weeks later. So they're already into the next pay packet. But they have judged and they've thought to themselves, okay, I have to sort this out. So we need to look at our inner critic and we need to give ourselves a break. We need to be nice to ourselves and ask ourselves, why am I doing that? Why am I saying that thing in my head about them? I know nothing about them. I don't know. They might live in a huge palatial mansion and be, I don't know, buying steak and lobster every night for dinner. We just don't know. And we need to give ourselves a break. We need to share some compassion with ourselves about all of this inner turmoil of ourselves and what's going on for us, and projecting it onto others and judging others. Let's not judge others by our own standards. Let's really think to ourselves, this person wants me to help them. For me to help them, they're going to need a follow-up appointment. So I'm going to book them in at the end of this appointment for their follow-up. I'm going to take their money. And I'm going to be grateful, because it means I pay my mortgage and I pay my bills and all the rest of it. But they're the ones who are paying me. They're giving me money and they're going to do the work because they know they have to. Coming to see us is not a quick fix. There's no magic wand. It'd be nice if there was, wouldn't it? But they know they've got to do the work. And if we express that to them and they know they've got follow-up appointments and they're coming back to see us, then they'll put in the work and they will get the change that they desire so much. But they won't get it if we spend our time with our little critical monster on our shoulder going, oh, no, you don't want to do that. No, don't do that. Oh, they can't afford that. Oh, don't do that. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I projecting out there right now? What shall I stop projecting out there so that my clients can achieve their goals and I, as the therapist, can achieve my goals of a great business and clients who've succeeded in their goals and have achieved what they wanted to achieve. So I don't want to hang around too long. You know the deal. Nice, short, bite-sized podcast. So I really want to leave you with those thoughts though. And I look forward to catching up with you soon on the next cast or on the previous ones if you haven't listened to them all. Look after yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Spend some time journaling these questions maybe. So enjoy the rest of your day and what you have lined up. And I look forward to catching up with you soon. See ya. Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part two of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.